Welcome, Morning Star Travelers, for the new year 2016. Are you ready to go where no man has gone before? Well, I just decided to make a kind of a brief word for what the Lord gave me for the newsletter, which was just a small word for those of us on a personal level and on a global level in regards to the message that will be on the newsletter, which is the update from another message. So, the word for 2016 on a personal level is, and I'm just going to read it to you, what good is a new revelation when my people are not walking in the foundational principles of faith I've already given you? You cannot move on to higher ground or to the next level of revelation unless your faith is acting on what God has already promised. You are like little children who want to eat meat, but you're still in diapers. You must grow up and act on my promises by faith before I can move you on to the next level of revelation. You see, you're just mentally ascending to revelation, but you're not even acting on it, nor is it being produced in your life. So, you have to assess your faith and determine to move up to a level of faith that produces fruit and blessings so God can grant you more of His mind. You must become doers of the word, not just hearers with itchy ears liking to hear new things. Now that's the personal level exhortation or rebuke, whichever one you want to choose. The next is the word for 2006 on a global level, because the year is going to begin like this. The enemy is coming in the back door by bringing many nations into bondage with counterfeit treaties and covert agreements. Now, his MO never changes. He always operates through fraud. Fraud that is way over humans' heads in understanding what is going on behind all of this. He is seeking to control the resources of this planet and will use all manner of deceit and cunning lies to bring about agreements that enslave whole nations. But all of these pending agreements have already been decreed null and void by the blood of the everlasting covenant that God gave us 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, laws that were fraud were nailed to the cross and defeated and paid for. The church does not get what happened at the cross. So in order for the sons of God to take authority over these counterfeit agreements, one must get a revelation of what Jesus actually accomplished. Now there's tons of messages on the website concerning counterfeit covenants and the law and who really gave it. If you do not understand what you were delivered from, how can you enforce the victory over the enemy's lies today? So, 2016, you will either grow up and begin to act like a son of God, or you will be defrauded and left in the wilderness going in circles, while the real church moves to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, taking authority over the enemy and all his lies. The mind of Christ will come upon those who are pursuing that birthright, pursuing his mind, not pursuing prosperity and all manner of earthly nonsense. So those are the two words, and you need to read the new message about illegal activities on illegal agreements and treaties on the website. So if you need prayer, call the prayer line, and have a blessed 2016. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.